This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Many people find it so hard to give. They cannot put their hands in their pockets and spend. Many wealthy people are very miserly. Many people don't spend on their own families. This is a difficulty. We need to deal with it. Because remember something, when Allah's given you wealth, He expects you to lead a life of relative comfort. Allah Almighty teaches us through the blessed lips of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لِيَظْهَرْ أَثَرَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ. When Allah has blessed you with wealth, He wants it to show on you that He's blessed you. So you don't have to be proud and arrogant about it, but you need to spend from it. Don't suffer, knowing that you can afford something better. So those of you who have wealth and you're not spending it and suffering or causing the suffering of your family members, your children, your spouse, and your those who depend on you, remember you are doing the wrong thing. When you spend, Allah gives you more. When you spend, Allah gives you more, for as long as you're spending in the right cause. And the morsel of food that you put in the mouth of your wife or your family members is an act of charity, because that's your duty. I'm actually spending on my family. It's the best thing. Do you know, to spend on your family is so important that Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, who was relatively wealthy, when he was unwell, he told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, I have one daughter. I want to give my money in charity. Okay, so he was generous, but he wanted to give it to charity. The Prophet, peace be upon him, says no. And at the end of the hadith, he explains that you're not allowed to give more than a third to charity. The others, you need to leave it for your heirs. Whomsoever we chose as your heirs, leave it for them. It's better to leave your heirs wealthy than to leave them begging on the street. So your money, who is it for? Wallahi, primarily it's for you and your family members, and then the poor and the needy outside. And this is why when it comes to giving, Allah Almighty says, that's a test you didn't have. We led you to a good job or some good business deals. We gave you the know-how to be able to be at the right place at the right time to get all the deals. So we gave you the deal and the money and the profit in order to test you. Are you going to spend from it, or you're just going to amass it and die like the Pharaoh, or die like a man known as Qarun, who kept his wealth and he was so miserly at the same time. And you want to be known as a miser. I know of millionaires whose kids and family members are suffering because they don't want to spend. And they say, no, I'll spoil my children because I don't want to spend on them. We're not saying that overspend on them, but give them a reasonably comfortable life. That's an act of worship. If you're not going to do that, your charities. Charity begins at home is also an Islamic teaching. Because Allah Almighty says, وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا. What a beautiful piece of advice. Allah says, give the family members, your closest relatives first. You give your closest relatives their due. They have a right in your money. If you're a wealthy person, you've got to make sure your wife and children are leading a reasonably comfortable life. Then look at your brothers and sisters. Look at your folks. Look at your uncles and aunts and your cousins and so on. Look at the people in your extended family. Then look at your community and let the circle go broader. That's an Islamic teaching. So Allah says, "Ati dal qurba haqqahu," give your close family and relatives their due in your wealth. Subhanallah. Because Allah knows, you died without spending it, you have no reward for it. It was a waste. I didn't spend it. I didn't spend my money in good things. I kept it, I held it. I used to walk because I didn't want to money for fuel. What are you talking about? You're a rich man. You should have a vehicle and you should have a bus taking other people as well. Just an example. So Allah Almighty says, وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا. Don't be wasteful, because the people who waste, they are the brethren of the devil. Don't be extravagant. You know, but give the people their due. And miskeen, after that, those who are poor, those who are wayfarers, those who are, like we say, people on the street who can't really afford things, spend on them. Give. If you're finding it difficult to give, you haven't understood where your money came from and the fact that you're going to leave it when you go. You came with nothing, you amassed something on earth, you go with nothing, just a shroud. So you either have a lot of charities that you've participated in or given, that may be the boreholes, the wells, so many brilliant, beautiful causes. This is the month of Ramadan. Learn to spend. Allah multiplies the reward. He'll create ease for you in so many other things because you spent your wealth. But you're having problems, you're having health matters, you're having this problem, that problem, because you've got so much of money, but you don't spend it in the right way. And don't spend it to create splits in communities and to destroy people. Use it in the right way. Feed the people, educate them, grant them goodness. Maybe build a masjid, a madrasa, a school, a college, some, you know, help people, empower them with small businesses, whatever you'd like to do. Have a few secrets between you and Allah Almighty where you are spending on people to empower them with whatever they need, such that one day Allah will be taking care of every need of yours. Subhanallah. So remember, you're finding it difficult to give because you don't even realize the reward there is in giving. Look, Allah has never given anyone everything in our times. Nobody has everything they want. In fact, the general human beings, this is the way Allah's kept us. He's kept perfection for the hereafter. On earth, we're not going to be having every single thing. We're going to be having certain things. Whatever you have, you need to spend it in order to build your hereafter. Listen to this verse. Allah says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran, that to Qarun, they said to him,
وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ.
Allah says, work towards or search for, work towards your hereafter through what we gave you. Whatever we've given you, use it to earn. Use it to what? Use it to earn your hereafter. What did Allah give you? Allah's given us all different things. Some people have the intellect, some people have this, some people have wealth, some people have authority, some people have whatever they have. Allah's blessed everyone uniquely. You're all blessed. We're blessed. Whatever you've been blessed with, use it. Use that thing. It might not be money. But if it is money, use that money to earn your hereafter. And don't forget your portion of this world, which means you've got to have a reasonably comfortable life. And you know, you can earn and you can spend and you can enjoy to a degree where it doesn't come between you and the obligations you have unto Allah. You love your wealth, but you love Allah more than your wealth. That's it. So Allah says, don't forget your portion of this world and don't spread chaos, corruption on earth. Don't be mischievous, not on earth. Don't create problems. When you have a lot of wealth, you think, I'm going to fix this guy and this guy. I'm going to show this guy. I'm not going to give this guy. I'm going to do this with this guy. I'm going to show them how I'm going to sort them out. And though that attitude is the attitude of a small mind that's not connected to Allah. You have wealth, my brother. That is a responsibility. You have no guarantee you are going to breathe a single breath beyond this. Your heartbeat is beating. You don't even realize it could stop at any moment. The wealth of the whole world will not help you like it has never helped those before you and I, unless we've spent it in a good cause. So do something with your wealth that when you're gone, your reward keeps clocking in. But learn to give. Who do you give first? I said it already. Spend on yourself, spend on your children, spend on your family members, and consider it an honor. Allah will grant you more. Obviously, be intelligent. You earned your first 1,000. Don't just go and get a loan of another so many 1,000 and blow the money. That's the other extreme. You don't need a loan, don't take a loan. Loan is something that is discouraged in Islam. You can take a loan that is within what is permissible in Sharia only if you need it. But if you're just going to go about borrowing money from everywhere here and there, it's going to be problematic. But my brothers and sisters, the best loan is to loan Allah, to give Allah. How do you give Allah? By spending in a cause. Allah says, I'll multiply it for you. This is the month of Ramadan. Give your wealth. It's multiplied more than 700 times in the eyes of Allah. And you will reap it. You will get it back. When you use what Allah's given you in a good way, your health improves, your wealth improves, your family improves, your connections improve, everything else improves. If you have a lot of wealth and you are totally discontent and your family is fragmented and you're fighting and you're not content at all and you don't even pray and you don't do anything that's pleasing to Allah, then that wealth is actually a means of destruction. Seek Allah's forgiveness and ask Allah to open your doors, because we don't want that type of wealth. May Allah Almighty bless all of us and help us to spend in a good way. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.